And now, it's back to Mandy Wiener on the Midday Report.
This is 7:02.
Let's walk the talk.
20 minutes past 12 in the Midday Report. In Bloemfontein, lawyers for the Gupta brothers, their associates and their companies, are in the Free State High Court in Bloemfontein this morning, where they will try to attack the strength of the case that would see Atul and Tony Gupta being extradited. That's been happening this morning. It's the first time since the Guptas were arrested on those Interpol red notices that their lawyers have had a chance to respond to the potential extradition and the case that the NPA has against it. Watching all of that, Karen Morn, News 24's legal journalist. Karen, good afternoon to you. Thanks for your time today. What is the context here? Why is this matter in court in Bloemfontein?
Well, essentially, Newlane, of course, is that 24.9 million rand fraud case, which was essentially a precursor to the alleged Estina Dairy project scam, where a feasibility study was done by Newlane Investment in highly questionable circumstances, and then subsequently sourced up to Deloitte, who did it for 1.5, in which Taras Dairy was recommended as a potential partner for the Freda Dairy project. The Guptas, Atul and Rajesh, have been named as suspects in that case, as accused in that case. Red notice, of course, sought for them successfully by the NPA in late Feb for arrest on those particular charges. The accused in these matters, of course, include Iqbal Sharma, formerly of Transnet, and a number of other Gupta associates, including Ronika Raghavan. And essentially, they are embarked in a pre-trial conference this morning where the Gupta lawyers, who, of course, represent the Gupta associates and the Gupta companies as well, are effectively saying that they do not believe that there is substantive evidence against them. They're not satisfied with the answers that the NPA have given them in response to an application for further particulars, and they intend to litigate further in order to get those answers. If they don't get those answers, they say they will seek to get the case thrown out of court.
Okay, so the Guptas, their associates, their companies are being represented by advocates Mike Hellens and Darby Hubert SC. They both flew to Dubai after Atul and Rajesh Gupta were arrested. They weren't able to see them. But do we have a sense from proceedings today? Because this is the first time, really, that we're seeing any kind of court action subsequent to those arrests. Are we getting any more kind of detail about that extradition and what may happen here?
Well, what was pivotal, of course, was that Hellens repeatedly in court raised what he contended was the lack of evidence or lack of certainty of the NPA in relation to the evidence specifically against Atul and Rajesh Gupta. And, you know, it was very apparent that they were utilizing this case, which was really about a pre-trial conference to map a way forward. We know that some of the other accused, Dinesh Patel, for example, Iqbal Sharma's brother-in-law, also intends to bring a further particulars application. But they were using this opportunity to really bash the state's case against their clients and to really highlight what they contend is a lack of evidence and a lack of certainty and a lack of information, basic information, on the part of the NPA in this case. So, you know, there wasn't talk about the circumstances in Dubai at the moment, but there was very much talk of about the strength of the case against them that ultimately could lead to them being extradited.
And what does the NPA say, Karen?
Advocate Nazir Kasim for the NPA, at one point getting involved in quite a strongly worded argument with Helen, who he accused of, trying to use this opportunity to grandstand. He said that everyone knew how the Criminal Procedure Act worked, that it was not necessary for the lawyer for the Guptas to go into painstaking detail about how he intended to use this process to get the charges quashed against them. And at one point, the exchange getting quite heated. But it was apparent, Mandy, and it was unfortunate, that there had been some errors made by the state in certain of the contentions that Kasim made in court today. He had to apologize, for example, for saying that Patel's lawyers had asked for an Iqbal Sharma affidavit in the asset forfeiture matter. Said no, that wasn't correct. So the state, it was clear that the accused in this case, as we've seen before, embarking on pre-trial litigation as a mechanism to quash the trial itself. But the state certainly not appearing as certain as maybe they should have in relation to those kind of accusations.
Worrying. Karen, thank you very much. Karen Moore, News 24 legal journalist there in Bloemfontein at the moment. This is a good indicator of the strength of the state's case and just how effective that extradition is going to be, because it is now up to the NPA to extradite the Gupta brothers here. They are still in prison in Dubai. So that matter happening at the moment. The lawyers for the Gupta brothers saying, well, we're going to bring an application for further particulars because the NPA has just not given us sufficient answers yet.